In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The years 1933 through 1966 are sometimes called the Golden Age of Hollywood. The movie industry produced some of the greatest films ever. In the year 1939 alone, Hollywood gave us Gone with the Wind, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Wizard of Oz, Wuthering Heights, Beau Geste, and Goodbye, Mr. Chips. What went before the Golden Age and what came after was very, very different. Prior to 1933, Hollywood produced a lot of sex, violence, and immorality. It was so bad that the studios asked the churches to help them clean up their act. That was the start of the Hays Code, which called for decency and banned sex and nudity. The Protestant Film Office and the Catholic Legion of Decency reviewed every script and kept out the bad stuff. The Golden Age of Hollywood was the result. And it was very good for business. More people saw movies in the 1940s than see them today. Then what happened? Beginning in 1966, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down 34 decisions that turned the law of obscenity upside down, reversing dozens of judges, juries, lower courts, and law enforcement officials. Those 34 reversals made laws against obscenity almost impossible to enforce, thereby drastically lowering community standards. Hollywood got the message, abolished the Hays Code, and declared its new freedom. The Academy Awards show the result. In 1965, the best picture was The Sound of Music. By 1969, the best picture was Midnight Cowboy, an X-rated film about a homeless male hustler. Judge Robert Bork said that the suffocating vulgarity of popular culture is in large measure the work of the Supreme Court. The court did not create vulgarity, but it defeated our attempts to minimize vulgarity. It's time for Americans to call a halt to the way activist judges have been imposing vulgarity on us in the name of free speech.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks on our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, Cinderella married for money, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and the clock still ain't fixed. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, we get on the air all right. Now, Jeff, you're going to have to help me get off. That's the main thing. Anyhow, you know what tomorrow is? And I didn't know that till just today. But tomorrow is National Day of the American Cowboy. You didn't know that? Well, nobody else knows it either, because it's not supposed to be announced until tomorrow at Cheyenne, where, let me see, who Senator Craig Thomas, a Republican from Wyoming, is going to make the announcement.
There's some big rodeo going on up there.
Yeah, Cheyenne. Remember, we got a call about that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and see, we're a good friend of the fellow who is announcing out
Justin
there.
McKee
Justin
will be
McKee
announcing.
Is there. He called, and he wanted some of... Tell our listeners why Justin McKee called.
Well, he likes your introductions and little bumpers and funny sayings, and he's working with a cowboy out there, and I forget the gentleman's name, real well-known cowboy on the circuit. And
Rodeo Clown.
Rodeo Clown, sorry. And he's real slick and sharp-tongued, and he wanted to stump him with a few one-liners that just turned him upside down. So he came to you, and he said, hey, give me some stuff I can get this feller with. So we gave him some stuff.
Okay, so some of our stuff is going to be heard in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or is being heard, I guess, in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Well, anyway, U.S. Senator Craig Thomas, he's a Republican from Wyoming, and he spearheaded the efforts in Washington, D.C., to cause a National Day of the American Cowboy. Back in on July the 20th, George W. Bush signed Resolution 85, which declares the fourth Saturday in July as the day to celebrate the American Cowboy Day, okay? The signing came, they say, just in time for the 2005 celebrants, as the first official day is Saturday, July the 23rd, that is tomorrow. And since you know this, and the folks there in Cheyenne don't know it yet, well, I might mention that it is Cowboy Day. You know, people have a different attitude. There's two kinds of cowboys. There's rodeo cowboys, and once in a while you get a real cowboy that is a rodeo cowboy. But, you know, you think about the... these cowboys that do rodeo cowboying, I'm talking about calf roping, steer roping, bull riding, etc. The real cowboys, they don't wear the high heel pointed toes boots. They wear comfortable boots that you can walk in occasionally and you can use when you have to get off your horse or out of your pickup. They carry a fencing pliers everywhere they go. They owe a gob of money on cattle that they bought and couldn't pay for, on land that they bought and couldn't pay for. They never wash their pickup. They haul their horse in the trailer with the cattle. In other words, when they crowd a bunch of cattle into a gooseneck, the last thing they load's their horse, because they know he'll shove them on in there and tighten the load. Anyway, it's American Cowboy Day for whichever kind of cowboys we're talking about. And it will, from now on, it is set in stone by the President of the United States. The fourth Saturday of July, from now on, will be the American Cowboy Day. Okay, so much for the American Cowboy Day. A little more on CAFTA. I don't think I need to explain to our listeners what CAFTA is. I will mention that it is the Central America Free Trade Arrangement. But here's what some of the folks are saying about it. There's been a lot of political maneuvering regarding so-called CAFTA. And by the way, Bush is pushing for this. He wants to get a vote on it. And the Congress, the Senate's already passed the thing. And Congress is ready to pass it. And phone calls, emails, faxes have been coming in furiously. But most of Congress would like to vote for this because they don't want to upset the administration and the people that refinance their reelection commission. But the majority of the people in the United States and the majority of the people in these CAFTA countries and the majority of the people in Mexico do not want it. So there's been a lot of political maneuvering regarding this CAFTA deal. They're trying to get the votes. And as this writer says, provide the fig leaves to those who cannot resist beltway pressure. And we know what beltway pressure is. Hey, if you don't vote for this, we're not going to finance your reelection campaign. Anyhow, we had a sugar deal in the Senate that excluded the sugar industry. Now we have a textile deal that seems to exclude the Central American governments. What we have for sure is a poorly negotiated agreement that obviously misjudged the mood of the people and the temperament of Congress. CAFTA, as negotiated, they tell us, is carved in stone. It cannot be amended until after it goes into effect. It does not go into effect until all the countries ratify it. Costa Rica does not plan to attempt ratification until after their elections next year. If and when CAFTA becomes ratified, only then can they constitute the Free Trade Commission, made up of the trade ministers of all the CAFTA countries. If they agree by consensus, you know what consensus is, to amend CAFTA, and the amendment is regarding the rules of origin, then separate legislation must be passed through both houses of Congress and be signed by the president. What we have here, according to this particular writer, and I'm not familiar with him, he doesn't give me his full name. He said, well, what we have is blue smoke and mirrors and perhaps gullible victims. Now, the reason I'm quoting this fellow that I don't know is it's because it is coming to me from a source that I do know. Okay? It's really unfortunate, says Tom DeLay, adding that if we had a secret vote today, CAFTA would pass the House overwhelmingly. In other words, these people are bought. They don't want to see their checks bounce. They want that money keep coming in, and it's coming in from the mega corporations that want to get that 30-cent an hour labor down there in the CAFTA countries. The people work there for $2 a day, maybe up to $6 or $7 or $8 on the high side. They want that cheap labor, and as a result, they'd vote for it in a minute, but they know the people at home do not want them to do that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Well, eminent domain is running rampant now that the Supreme Court has said, hey, it's okay, you can just take land from anybody anytime you want to, whether you're going to use it for public convenience or not. It's going, and just look at some of the things that are taking place here. See, the Constitution said it should be used for public, like for a schoolhouse or something of that nature. Well, in this case, we're going to give a couple of farms and 140-some homes to the Dallas Cowboys. Okay? It's going to be a $650 million Dallas Cowboys Stadium complex. The House... Let me see here. The House of Representatives... But, see, it's not law yet, so they have to hurry up and do this. The House of Representatives voted to condemn the ruling to ban federal funds from being used when a private entity winds up using the property for profit-making purposes. Legislation is also being considered or has passed in at least 20 states to restrict such confiscations. But let's go back to the Dallas Cowboys. They are in Arlington, Texas, which is the city between Dallas and Fort Worth. The Texas Rangers are there. Former managing partner, of course, was President Bush. Now, Bush made a little bit of money on the Texas Rangers, which I'm proud of him for doing that. You know, I watched a thing the other evening on, I'm not sure what channel it was. It had to do with mega structures or whatever. And they showed how they're mining this land in Canada, which it's bitumen, which is black sand. And each grain of sand has a layer of oil around it. And it takes 2 tons of this. Yeah, 2 tons, that'd be 4,000 pounds of this sand to make a barrel of oil. But there is a barrel of oil in every 4,000 pounds of it. So what they do, they go in, they push the trees off, and they have this big heavy equipment that can make this oil. And all the way through this program, the announcer kept saying about the profits. The profits are there. The profits are after the money. Sure, they're after the money. If they weren't after the money, if you weren't after the money, you wouldn't have a job. How many people are like I am that come to work for nothing every day? I mean, I'm kind of, is peculiar a good word? But anyway, there's folks that do that, I guess. But the majority of the people want money, and that's why they do this. Well, I'm for President Bush. He made a little money when he bought the Rangers. He bought the Rangers in 1989. He gave $600,000 for his part of them. 1998, that didn't have him quite 10 years. He sold his $600,000 investment for 14 million buckaroos. Now that's the way to make money. He didn't have a conservation easement on those Rangers, or he could never have done it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Now, they're building lots of stuff there in Texas. It's going to be a... There's going to be a $650 million Dallas Cowboy Stadium complex. And then they're also building this new stadium for the Rangers, the Texas Rangers. And the Mathis family thought that their 13 acres that the Rangers want was worth $7.5 million. And they were offered $817 million. That's a far cry from $7.5 million. Anyway... The baseball stadium needs that land. As many years in court, after many years in court, a lot of lawyer fees, they did get their $7.5 million. Finally got it. Anyway, the family said, you know, if somebody drives off with your car without your permission, they're a car thief, they get arrested. But if the government comes in and takes your property without your permission, they're allowed to do that under these eminent domain rules. Now, anyway, this family did get the money that they wanted, $7.5 million for 13 acres there. You say, boy, if I had 13 acres, I'd take a lot less. Yeah, but not if they wanted to build a football field on it, okay? If the government wants to take it, it's not supposed to be for something that is for private use. And these stadiums are for private use, okay? Anyhow, the new stadium now, this was on the Rangers thing, was where they did pay the $7.5 million. But now they're coming along here with this Cowboys football field. They want the new stadium. It's going to seat 75,000 people. It will have a retractable roof, kind of a big deal. But there's 141 people there that don't want to move. Well, there aren't, not really, because 30-some of them have already accepted what they offered. But over 110 of them say no, you're not giving us enough. One of the owners, property owners, is a fellow that has a 186-room hotel on a business trip on what will be the sports complex western boundary. It's called the Ballpark Inn. And he said he doesn't want to move it. He's in a good place. They're going to replace his hotel with a parking lot. And, again, they're arguing over price. In Maplewood, Missouri. I mean, I see these every day. These are just the ones that showed up here recently. Maplewood, Missouri. City officials are looking at the possibility of improving an area mostly filled with private businesses. They're going to improve it. Those private businesses aren't bringing in enough money, so they're going to build something there. And I don't know what it is that's going to bring in more tax revenue, but they don't like those buildings. They have to be improved, okay? Locals have begun a campaign called Save Our Block. They put up signs to help bolster support against any transfer of property. The city issued a request for proposals to develop a section of Maplewood with the use of eminent domain possibility. Maplewood is taking bids from developers. Okay, now here's another situation where they want to take a farm to put a school building there. The farm near Northeast 80th Street on Iowa Highway 163, so this is in Iowa, the Gene Schmitz family has been on that farm for over 80 years. Pleasant Hill is the town. The city leaders there, they're going to legally take the 130 acres so that Southeast Polk School officials can put up new buildings. Now, here we go again. The family says they want $1.5 million. City officials have told the figure is closer to $860,000. So we're 100% apart, all right? School officials first approached Schmidt last fall. They wanted only 42 acres. Then they came back and they said they want to buy the entire farm. Now, here's what they're going to do with the 130 acres. And anybody that knows anything about the size of property knows a school doesn't need 130 acres, okay? See, to put it in perspective, 40 acres is a quarter of a mile square, okay? So 130 acres, you can see how many 40-acre parcels that would be. That would be over three 40-acre parcels. So it could be three-quarters of a mile by a quarter of a mile, all right? Pleasant Hill would sell about 10 acres to the school district. After they get it from these people, then they're going to sell it to the school district. 10 acres of it. Then 30 acres would be leased to the school for a parking lot. A sports complex and park are planned for the remaining 90 acres. The complex and park would share a parking lot with the new high school. Now, this goes on and on and on. The House and Senate Conference Committee on the Energy Bill is considering private property rights compensation language, compensating landowners for lands used to build electric transmission lines. Now, I have a piece of property with, I guess it's at least three-quarters of a mile through there, where there's transmission lines. And I was dumb when they did this. I just bought this property. I was probably 20 years old. And I let them do this without just compensation. Let's say I got $10 a pole for what they set them there. And really, I was led to believe that I was getting $10 per pole per year. So the guy, I won't say he lied to me. He misled me, okay? But anyway, the amendment in this committee. They want the federal government to return the land to the private landowner if the land is not used for electric transmission facilities, and that won't happen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold is back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now, it's the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together at $30 value, free today by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation-proof.
Hey, what are your feet doing today?
Well, if they're like a lot of other adventurous, fun-seeking feet, they'll be walking through the gates of the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia!
August 11th through the 21st. Why did 758,000 feet do it last year? Because these feet know where to go to have fun! Never taken your feet to the Missouri State Fair?
Give it a whirl!
Nowhere but the fair will you find the variety of fun stuff to see and do. Stroll through the grounds, hit the Carnival Midway, make tracks to see carts after Brianburg, create a replica of the new Isle of Capri Casino Hotel solely out of playing cards. Mosey over and try out vocal cords at the Budweiser Crew Music Roadhouse. Stop by and grab a corn dog. Tour the many exhibits. Come alive. Stock your fine arts to the Missouri State Fair Museum. Find more fair fun at moststatefair.com. Then bring your feet and your friends' feet to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia and have some fun. The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia.
Give it a whirl.
Friends, I want to tell you about steel span buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, steel span buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, steel span buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a dead thing can go with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it. Derry Brownfield!
I'd have said that a little bit different. My term on that is any old dead fish can float downstream. But anyway, we'll let the dead fish go. Now, back to the House and Senate Conference Committee on the Energy Bill. And the Energy Bill now, I don't know how this, well, it's the Energy Bill because they're talking about the electric transmission power lines. But they're putting property right language into this thing, saying that, and they must compensate private landowners for land that is seized by eminent domain and adjacent lands whose value is affected by eminent domain. The amendment also requires the federal government to return the land to the private landowner if the land isn't used for electric transmission facilities. Now, that doesn't fly, and I'll tell you why it doesn't. You say it ought to. Sure, it ought to, but it won't. Because that's exactly the same language that's written into these easements that were given for the railroad back 100 years ago. The land, if it was not to be used for a railroad, should go back to the private piece of property that was owned by the individual. In other words, if you bought a piece of property and in your abstract, and again, that's why you need abstracts to know what's in there rather than that dumb insurance on title insurance, which tells you nothing. But if you've got a piece of property, and let's say you bought this property and the railroad went through there and you have the abstract that shows that they signed this thing that said, hey, if it's not used for a railroad anymore, it goes back to the individual piece of property. But then some judge comes along and say, no, that's not right. We're going to put bicycles out there. We're going to make it rails for trails. We take out the rails, and you can pedal your little fanny down that thing all you want to, but you can't ride your horse across it. You can't put a pickup truck on it. The farmers still can't cross it with their vehicles. Anyway, even after they own it. So I don't know whether the amendment to require the federal government to return the land to the private ownership if the land isn't used for electric transmission facilities. It should go on and say, and no stupid judge can change this because we don't want it that way. Anyway, now back to, this is not necessarily eminent domain, but the Nature Conservancy is going to own the state of Michigan. They practically do anyway. The Nature Conservancy announced a plan to protect Michigan's most ecological sensitive areas by raising $78 million by the end of 2006. Where would the most ecological sensitive area be? Probably in downtown Detroit, wouldn't it? I don't know. Today, a new vision is taking root in Michigan, said Stephen J. McCormick, president and CEO of the Nature Conservancy Worldwide. Increasingly, we are working on a larger scale because we recognize that small steps in piecemeal conservation isn't going to be enough to protect our natural heritage for future generations. It's for the kids, people. It's for your grandkids and your great-grandkids. And if we don't do this, hey, they're going to not be able to enjoy this. We're not able to enjoy it, not them. More than $68 million has been raised so far, leaving $10 million still to be raised. The Nature Conservancy is building on its recent success, protecting. Now, anytime they put this word protecting in there, that means it's off-limit to people. You can bet on that. They are protecting more than 271,000 acres, that is 423 square miles, in the Upper Peninsula. The project ensures permanent public access for recreational activities. Oh, really? I can't believe that. As hiking, canoeing, fishing, hunting, snowmobiling, along designated trails. You can't go in there unless it is a designated trail. And allow sustainable timber harvesting. An estimated 3,000 forest-related jobs will be protected by allowing continued outdoor recreation and forestry on the land. I wouldn't bet on that 1 minute. You know, once they get that tied up, that's going to be the end of people on that property. Unless it's something different than anything else they've ever done. The Nature Conservancy prioritizes landscapes for protection based on the eco-regional process, analyzing strategies and partnership opportunities, and impact on biological diversity. A campaign will focus on the most vulnerable forest, the water, and shoreline priorities across the state. Anyway, this campaign will also benefit locations from Brazil to the Bahamas and endangered birds that nest in the jack pine forest of Michigan. The Kirkland's warblers, one of them. They have their winter habitat there. Okay, let's go to the telephones. Joyce, hi, you're on the air.
Gary, on the Upper Peninsula and in Michigan, I can firsthand give you information on that.
Well, let's hear about it.
There is a woman up there that I've been working with who is about to lose a 160-acre little farm that she has. Financially, she's had some problems, but that isn't her main problem. All of her neighbors are environmentalists, and they want her off because she raises a few head of cattle, and she's got some potbelly pigs and things like that, and those are detrimental to their society there.
You know, I have seen this, and I've not seen it firsthand, but I have had calls from people saying the same thing, that they've been there for, the family's been there for 200 years, and then because of the way the land is, and just last night, do you ever watch these homes, vacation homes on television? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
Well, these vacation homes, they're always in a forest. They're always up in a tree. They're always in a cave. I mean, you can see what kind of greeny weenies these people are that go up there and spend millions of dollars building something that you and I could build, for $50,000. And they come in and they get around this local person that's been there making a living on this land, and then they want them gone. Because, hey, they don't fit into their scheme of things.
Well, her neighbors around her are all people who have moved in and are associated with some environmental group. But then there's another ulterior here that I've told about by someone else who lives in that area. And it's the copper that's very, very important up there. And they're trying to make like 4 biosphere reserves in that area.
If what did you say was important?
Copper.
The mineral copper.
The mineral copper.
Okay.
And so the United Nations basically will be taking over that whole upper peninsula if things are going according to their plan, as I understand it.
And they're using the Nature Conservancy to go in there and do the dirty work.
Yes, they're very much a part of this.
Stay on the line, Joyce. Wanda's on the other line. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Derry.
Yeah.
I needed to give you some information, some current information about the eminent domain legislation. There's a large bipartisan group of congressmen and senators that are drafting legislation which will cut off funding to local governments like city and county governments and state governments that allow eminent domain to be used for private use. And there's an amendment being circulated now by a group of congressmen to that legislation to stop all funding to states that use economic development as a basis for eminent domain. But
it would only stop federal funding.
Yeah. But you stop federal funding to all states, and every state in the union will change their laws.
Now, do you think the Senate will go along with that?
Yes, the Senate is part of this.
Oh, okay.
It's a bipartisan group of congressmen and senators.
You know, it's kind of interesting to see how everybody jumped on the bandwagon there. You know, I really, Wanda and Joyce, and to the rest of our listeners as well, I think this is one of the best bad decisions that the Supreme Court has ever made.
I agree.
For the first time ever, the typical homeowner can see the power that's in the hands of these groups and these people that want to take our property. See, they've been picking us off one at a time in rural areas, getting a farm here because it had a wetland on it, running a rancher off because of a desert tortoise. They've just been picking us off one at a time. But when they said, look, we can take your homes, and that's what we're doing, hey, it woke folks up. Maybe it did some good. Hey, ladies, thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello.
this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Talking about the ivory-billed woodpecker, and more and more it looks like that thing was a typical government operation where I don't know whether it was a government that did it or whether somebody did it, but anyway, that woodpecker could not have existed there that long without someone would have seen it within 60 years. So it looks like a plant, kind of like the lynx hair that the Fish and Wildlife Service people tried to take territory because they wanted to make it look like lynx were living there. So they found this lynx hair in the woods. And, of course, it turned out that hair came off of a domesticated lynx. So we don't trust these folks anymore. And as we've all said, I say all, Jim Beers is on the show talking about it, and we've had other people say, it's a land grab. You know, they used a spotted owl to take the Great Northwest, and now they're going to use this ivory-billed woodpecker to take the southern timber. And just to show you here, the ivory-billed woodpecker brings new funds to WHIP, W-H-I-P. Let's see, what does that stand for? I don't know. It's a wildlife habitat incentive program. Now that we have one ivory-billed woodpecker flying around out there, it's going to take millions of dollars to get this land, okay? The rediscovery of the ivory-billed peckerwood has created opportunities not only for people in the tourism industry, but for farmers as well, to help create potential habitat. for the elusive woodpecker. We got to say he's elusive because, hey, he ain't going to last long. You'll never see him again. The United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service has gotten $2 million in extra funding. Extra funding. For two popular conservation programs, WHIP, the Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program, and the Wetlands Reserve Program, that's WARP. They've received $1 million each in additional funds for landowners in Arkansas County and surrounding counties. Now, there's a special rule here for the woodpecker-instigated program. WHIP is going to pay 100% of the cost of habitat restoration on private land. If anybody down there is listening, don't take their money. Don't take it. Because once you take that money, you have formed a nexus with these people, and they're going to be riding you with whipping spurs. I mean, as G.B. would said, they're going to go down Main Street a-whipping and a-spurring. Anyhow, there's a lot of land out there that is eligible for this program. And with this program, basically anyone who applies will get the money to do the work. WHIP involves bottomland hardwoods restoration. The first step is hydrology restoration. That means we determine where all the old sloughs were and put them back in. You see, the government spent multi-millions of dollars draining southeast Missouri and eastern Arkansas because it was a swamp. And we're going to make a swamp out of it again so we'll have more skeeters. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Turn.
Let's go to the telephones. Ben in Missouri. Hi, Ben, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to public radio here just this week, I think, and he had about a five-minute talk on this ivory-billed woodpecker, and the institute up in Massachusetts or someplace that discovered it was the only proof they had, and the rest of these people were studying the film, and it was a 4-second film that was very blurry, And they were trying to see if that was really the ivory bill woodpecker or not.
Well, they've got a 4-second film on Bigfoot, too. It's kind of blurry.
Yeah, that was all I had.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. The ivory bill woodpecker needs dead trees to forage for insects. So farmers can get some of this money to go out there and kill their trees. And that will improve the habitat, because if you kill the tree, you'll have more insects. And that way the ivory bill will find more insects. And he'll do much better with dead trees. The Grand Prairie Demonstration Irrigation Project. Remember I said a moment ago they want to fill out, they want to, where those sloughs were, they want to take that fill out and make this land. If you ever fly over southeast Missouri and northern Arkansas, northeastern Arkansas, you can look down, it looks like a checkerboard, because they drain all that money, they drain all that area to the river, to the Mississippi River. But they have their main irrigation ditches, not irrigation ditches, drainage ditches. They have the main ones, and then they have the cross ones run into those main ones. It's kind of neat to fly over it and look down if you're in a private plane where you can get low and, you know, you can really tell what's going on. A lot of rice production down there. And they say that this first phase of the project, which is already underway, would help over 200 landowners create more efficient irrigation systems on their farm. The second would provide water to about 900 farmers who have reduced their aquifers due to heavy water use, mostly for rice production. What they really want to do is flood these folks out. It's as simple as that. They've done this in other areas, and they're doing it in Florida, in the Everglades. These people have been there for 50 years or longer, and in down in southeast Missouri and northeastern Arkansas, they've been there, I don't know how long ago that was, but I've been traveling in that country for 50 years, and things have been there a long time before I ever showed up on the scene. But anyway, environmentalists are concerned that the second phase, which creates on an area about 12 miles northeast of where the bird was spotted, could divert needed water for the ivory bill woodpecker. Now, I don't know how much water a woodpecker needs. I never really thought about a woodpecker needing too much water. You know, those bugs they eat are pretty, a bug is almost darn near 100% moisture anyway. But anyhow, all this over, it's a land taking, people. It's as simple as that. And anybody that can't see that, your head is in a very dark spot. The Arkansas chapter of the Nature Conservancy hopes to buy, get this, let me start over. The Arkansas chapter of the Nature Conservancy hopes to buy 200,000 acres as part of a preservation plan for the ivory bill. Jay Herod, he is a spokesman for the Arkansas Nature Conservancy, and he says preserving more land will ensure a spacious habitat for the bird. Anyway, we can. What can the average person do to help preserve the ivory-billed woodpecker? Act responsibly, kill more trees, and join the Nature Conservancy. There are more woodpeckers now, too, not just the ivory bill. There's a lot of others. They've increased 30% on this red-cocketed woodpecker in that area. They know exactly how many there are. There's now exactly in this area 6,061 of them. We've counted them. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.